Rapid change in Pakistan's neighborhood demand exceptional vigilance on the part of policymakers working in Islamabad. Even those who spent their lives studying and managing Pakistan's eternal affairs have been caught by not one surprise but several of them coming together. In the article in this space last week, I wrote about the ongoing war between the Jewish State of Israel and the Islamic Republic of Iran. The Jewish state's relentless assaults on sensitive military sites in Iran, along with the assassination of several senior military and civilian leaders, have deeply hurt the Islamic State. Direct attacks were not the only operations successfully carried out by Israel that affect Iran. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, also carried out attacks on several Iran proxies in the Middle East. On the receiving end were Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hamas in Gaza, and to a limited extent the Houthis in Yemen. Under pressure from Israel, American President Donald Trump joined the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. He ordered American B-52 bombers to fly out of a base in the state of Missouri and cross both the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans and attack three nuclear sites in Iran. The bombers used bunker buster bombs, each weighing 30,000 pounds, and dropped them on the deeply buried sites in the mountain ranges in Iran. Jerusalem had reached the conclusion that Tehran was working to develop nuclear bombs to obliterate the Jewish state. Israel pressured the United States to come to its assistance. President Trump agreed to help and joined the battle in the Middle East. What would be the end result of this action by the United States is a question I will take up in later articles. Today, I will focus on some unexpected developments in neighboring Afghanistan, where some leaders of the Taliban have begun to reach out to the world. I am referring to Sirajuddin Haqqani and Sheikh Haibatullah Akhundzadeh, who has not moved to Kabul to formally head the Taliban government, but chosen to remain in Kandahar, the largest Afghan city close to the border with Pakistan. There can be no doubt the officials in Pakistan are keeping a close watch on development in the country to the north, especially on the Afghan terrorist organizations that have begun to operate in Pakistan, causing deaths of hundreds of people, including members of the armed forces. In the article today, I will draw at some length from an article contributed by Christina Goldbaum to the New York Times. She was once stationed in Islamabad and reported extensively on the developments she observed in the country. Some of her reporting was not seen as fair by the authorities in Islamabad, who expelled her from the country. As to the sources for her reporting, she explained that what she wrote came from the Pakistanis who she came across in the numerous parties in Islamabad to which she got invited.